Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky bunts towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Hermann and he is out. Noop applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-0 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Knoop covering, for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Jones and over to Freehan, who tags Williams for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Cash reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry pinch hits for Jerry Jainski. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Hiller now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Robertson now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball towards left. Horton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Horton. McCraw scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt pinch hits for Dalton Jones. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Wirt scores. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wirt now playing third base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Aparicio moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to third. May moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Fred Lasher now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. May scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-4 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hermann is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.